Good evening, folks. I'm so glad you can join me here in my lovely living room. Hope you guys are having a great day. For us, it's evening, and for some of you, it's audio mode day 7 already. My goodness, how time has flown. Tomorrow, we'll make it a full week of audio mode. And it's been an awesome week so far. I've listened to audio posts from people old and new. It's been great. So tonight I want to talk about lucid dreaming. So has anyone ever experienced lucid dreaming before? Did you freak out when you found out about it? How did you feel when you took part in this lucid dreaming? So for most people, you know, when you dream, you know, the kind of dream that you're asleep. You're definitely asleep and you're, you know, it's just a regular dream. Lucid dreaming is knowing that you're dreaming. One professor actually described it on a video that I watched recently is it's knowing that you're dreaming when you're dreaming. So that doesn't mean like, well, when I sleep, I dream. I know that. Yeah, no, those are still just dreams. It means that when you're actually dreaming, you are fully aware that you're dreaming. So one experience I had when, and full awareness means like your mind, you can actually kind of take control of your dream. So like if you don't like the fact that this person is chasing you, and you see a fork in the road, and in your dream, you don't decide. I mean, you don't like, well, should I go this way or that way? I mean, your dream character ponders over it. But in all reality, you don't get to decide what happens in the dream. Most of the time, when people have a bad dream, it's usually you know, made a bad decision, and now the person is caught up with you, and you're most likely going to meet your end or something like that. And that's what causes all the nightmares and stuff like that. But with lucid dreaming, you are basically aware that you're dreaming, and so you can actually take control in the dream and make better decisions, I believe. So lucid dreaming is pretty rare. I find lucid dreaming, though, to be helpful in one situation that I will explain here. I had a big speech coming up in one of my college courses. I decided that I was going to do a speech on a particular author, and I was showing some of her literary works. And a few days before the speech, I was still kind of planning out the final touches. So a few days before, I remember I went to bed and I was stressing out over this speech, and it was really getting to me because it was a final project. So, excuse me, it is rather late in the evening. No, I'm not going to start drinking now. So, I went to sleep with the speech heavily on my mind, and in the middle of the night, I began to dream that I was giving the speech. And so I ended up basically, I realized I can actually feel myself in the classroom facing the students and the teacher giving the speech. And I realized if I said these things, I was getting good reactions from the students. I can actually hear myself talking and giving the speech. And in mid-sentence, as I was talking, in my mind, I really thought to myself, that doesn't sound good. Perhaps I can reword the sentence to sound like this. And when I did that, and I repeated that sentence in my dream, I got a very positive reaction from the class. I'm not saying that the class, that they responded to me exactly like they would in my dream. I'm just saying, you know, it sounded, when I heard myself giving this speech in my dream, I could hear the way it sounded, and I was making decisions at that moment, as I was dreaming, to actually, yes or no, do I want to add this in my speech? Do I not? So in reality, it helped me work out. One of the really positive things about lucid dreaming is it can help you work out daily problems. If you feel like you're putting yourself in all these, if you feel like you're ending up in all these dreams, and you sometimes feel like you don't have control, or you think you may not have control. Now, lucid dreaming doesn't happen all the time. 99% of my dreams are just dreams, and lucid dreaming has only happened to me twice. So it's something that's very rare, and it's something that you have to really know that you're actually dreaming. You have to know that. So, and when you're dreaming, you can consciously make decisions. And yes, you're still asleep, you know. People may think of lucid dreaming as the waking dream, because you are in your dream, you're basically, you are alert and you are making decisions. That's why they call it lucid dreaming. You're making decisions that definitely will affect the outcome of your dream. You are consciously making them on the spot. And I found that the day that I went into my speech, I actually got a 90%. And the only reason why I didn't get 100 was because I went over my time limit, because I was a little wordy with my speech. I thought maybe if I didn't, you know, I figured I need to talk more, say more, do more. I shouldn't say that, you know, that lucid dreaming completely, you know, I wouldn't say that it completely helped me with my problem, but it did help get rid of some of the speech anxieties. Of course, there was some of it still there. I mean, you're not going to fully get over the idea of public speaking fully, you know, unless you eventually become, you know, confident and you decide that, yes, I can do it. I can, you know, do this speech. But it actually was one of the easier speeches I've done. And it was all because of lucid dreaming. I was able to work out what I was going to say. I was able to hear myself actually say the words out loud and think, that sounds like a professional, well-rehearsed speech. And it was very helpful for me. And I actually got an A. I got a good grade on the speech. So, you know, I credit lucid dreaming to helping me. That was a final for one of my classes. So it was a big deal to me. So I definitely credit lucid dreaming for helping me with that. I really appreciate that. So, lucid dreaming, have you done it? Are you curious to know more about it? It's definitely something you want to read up on, because lucid dreaming is really cool, and you can lucid dream. It's not restricted to anybody with any type of ability or anything. It can happen to anyone. So, when you are lucid, next time you're dreaming, and you realize, you know, one of the ways you can realize that you're lucid dreaming is when you actually tell yourself in your mind, no, I don't want to do that. I choose to do this, you know? And when you see yourself being chased by, let's just say, this horrible serial killer with a, you know, with a chainsaw or whatever, and you decide, no, I am not going to be the next victim. And you consciously make the decision to take a different direction instead of the one you've been taking, and you end up escaping. So, give lucid dreaming a try. You know, sometimes it happens. There's ways that you can actually lucid dreaming with, like, meditation. There's ways to do it. Sometimes, for me, it kind of happened. It was weird the way it happened. And I was curious about it. When I had this dream, I woke up and I remember telling my roommate, I just had this weird dream where I actually felt like I was awake and I don't understand it. And then I get into research, because I called it waking dream, and they were like, no, this is a lucid dream, because you are consciously making these decisions. You're seeing the decision play out. And you are able to use your logical mind to decide, was that a good decision or was that not? It's not the dream mind completely taking over and just watching everything happen, waking up in a panic because you just had a nightmare or whatever. It's not that. Your logical mind is fully involved in the process. So Do you lucid dream? Have you experienced lucid dreaming in any way? Do you find that it helps you out with your problems? That's something very interesting. So that's going to be today's, audio Mo post. And I look forward to coming back with you guys tomorrow. And, you know, I'm loving this audio Mo, these audio Mo posts. It's great. It's great to see people come back to the pre-pandemic lifestyle slowly but surely. It's really awesome. You know, everybody in their gardens and all these different places. It's amazing. Okay, guys, that's going to be it for me today, and I will be back tomorrow. Have a great day. See you then. Bye.